now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
It is precisely 11:30. Time for round one of radio's shortest quiz, 60-second challenge. And somebody we haven't heard from for about a month. Say good morning to Kerris Phillips. Hi, Kerris.
Good morning, Dave. You okay there?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. Being a Doctor Who fan, I thoroughly enjoyed last night's new episode with David Tennant returning in the role of Doctor Who.
Of course.
And funnily enough, somebody asked me yesterday afternoon on my travels, they said, oh, how come David Tennant's come back and taken the role? So I said, well, a bit of a twist in the tale, I suppose, with regard to the plot. And he said, well, does David Tennant need the money? So I said, well, even Time Lords have to make ends meet. So there we go.
Exactly. Yeah, so how far does your Doctor Who history go back? What was the first Doctor?
Yeah, from as far back as I can remember, Dave, which would be the early 70s with John Pertwee. Yeah.
Right. And would he be your favourite Doctor because he was the first one?
Yeah, I think he would. Yeah. So it was a great year for me, that. Yeah, fantastic.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Now, I'm guessing because you're a bit of an anorak when it comes to Doctor Who, you've probably seen all the early episodes with William Hartnell as well.
I've seen a few bits and pieces here and there, and of course they're all on iPlayer now as well. So,
oh, right.
It's like a toy box. You can go in any time you like and pick what you want. So it's brilliant. It's absolutely fantastic. Yeah.
Indeed. And you probably know the answer to this trivia question, but when the very first episode was aired by the BBC back in 1963, it had to be postponed by one day. What was the reason for that?
Because on the day it was supposed to be transmitted, that was when JFK, John F. Kennedy, got assassinated. So it was obviously a massive news story.
Of course.
They had to delay Doctor Who by a day, didn't they? Yeah.
Indeed. I knew you wouldn't let me down. Right. Well, let's get back to the matter in hand, see if you're as knowledgeable on popular music as you are on Doctor Who.
Okay.
60 seconds, I should say, to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Good luck, and here they come. Who recorded an album and a single called Bridge Over Troubled Water?
Simon and Garfunkel.
Which former Supreme sang I'm Still Waiting?
Diana Ross.
Complete this new Seekers song title, I'd Like to Teach
the World to Sing.
What was the original name of the group T-Rex?
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Who recorded the 70s album Bat Out of Hell?
Meatloaf.
Who was the drummer with the 60s group, the Dave Clark Five?
Dave Clark.
Complete this group lineup, Dave D, Dozy Beaky Mick.
And Titch.
Who sang about a dedicated follower of fashion?
The Kinks.
Complete this Marvin Gaye song title, I Heard It.
Through the Grapevine.
Which 60s group was Andy Fairweather Lowe the lead singer of?
The Foundations.
Who recorded the song The Locomotion in 1988?
Kylie Minogue.
Which 60s dance craze was made popular by Chubby Checker?
The Twist.
In which decade did the Beach Boys reach number one with Good Vibrations?
The 60s.
And complete the title of this Neil Sedaka hit, Happy Birthday.
Sweet 16.
Right, okay. Now, a lot of 60s questions there, which are really before your time, but you did remarkably well on them.
Okay.
Right, let's see how many you answered. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 questions in your allotted time, and you didn't pass on any at all. And you got 13 questions right.
All right.
Well done.
The Andy Fairweather Lowe.
Indeed. Yeah, you said the Foundations, which is a good guess, because they were around at the same time.
Oh, I think I know what it is now, Dave.
Yeah, go on.
Is it Amen Corner?
It is indeed Amen Corner. And Andy Fairweather Lowe is still gigging, even to this day. Talented guy. Brilliant. That's going to be a difficult score to beat, but we'll see how our second contestant gets on at 12:30. And well done for another good score. And you may well be in the final when we come to do that later on in the year.
Okay, thank you, Dave. Thank you very much.
Good to talk to you. Thanks. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
12:31, time for round two of radio's shortest quiz. If you're listening an hour ago, you will have heard Kerris Phillips get a score of 12.5 out of 14, with no passes at all. Hoping to beat that score and be declared this week's champion. Say good afternoon to Ian Jones. Hi, Ian.
Hi, Dave.
And are you fishing today or are you taking a break from that at the moment?
No, I haven't managed to get fishing for a while because we're working overtime again. So
right.
It's a bit tidy. I should be because it's a full moon tonight and big fish come out.
Ah.
So I've been careering here, there and everywhere.
Right. Now, I sort of knew that when it rains, the more fish come to the surface. Is that right, or was that just an urban myth?
Yeah, they do like rough weather for some reason. I don't know whether it generates more oxygen by the drops it in the surface.
Yes, of course, yeah.
It sort of moves them and stirs them again.
Right, but I've never heard the theory about a full moon, so that's worth bearing in mind.
Full moon and big fish are renowned among fishermen, yes.
So there we go. There's a Phillips fascinating fact which I didn't know. Brilliant. Right, the usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck, and here they come. Which group had a hit in 1966 with Pretty Flamingo?
Yeah, the Tremolos.
Who had a number one hit in 1981 with Shut Up Your Face?
Joe Dolce.
Which group recorded an album containing the track Whole Lot of Love?
Oh, Judas Priest.
Which Canadian singer's debut album was called Reckless?
Brian Adams.
Which British group released an album called Outlandish D'Amour?
Police.
Which music paper published Britain's very first record chart?
NEM.
Which musical instrument did Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull play?
A flute.
Who won a Grammy Award in 1973 for the album Inner Visions?
Pass.
Where did the US part of Live Aid take place? And you can answer that one. It was in London, but it was also somewhere over the other side of the Atlantic. Can you remember where it
Philadelphia.
Was?
Philadelphia.
You're going to go for Philadelphia. You got it just in time. And that was the right answer. Right, hey. Some tricky questions there. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions in your allotted time. And you passed on one of those questions. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 questions right, which often would be a winning score. But not this week.
Well, against that, man.
Absolutely. I don't think anybody can beat him, apart from perhaps Kevin Jeffries. Right, let's go through the ones you slipped up on. Amazingly, you got some of the, what I would perceive as the difficult questions right, and the easy ones wrong. How bizarre is that?
Cool.
Which group had a hit in 1966 with Pretty Flamingo?
It was Manfred Mann.
Manfred Mann, absolutely right. Now, I'm surprised you didn't get this third one. Which group recorded an album which had the track Whole Lot of Love on it?
Yeah, I can see them, and I cannot, for the life of me, get it out.
They got their name from Keith Moon of The Who, and they were called Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, Zeppelin.
Brilliant. And the last one that you passed on, which was a tricky one, I think I'd have struggled with this, who won a Grammy Award in 1973 for the album Inner Visions? That was Stevie Wonder, apparently.
Yeah, he was another one. I knew it was Stevie Wonder because I could see him, but I couldn't get it out.
Well there you go. But I have to say, the one I was most impressed with was which Canadian singer's debut album was called Reckless. I wouldn't have had a clue about that one, but I suppose there aren't that many successful Canadian singers.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Well, thanks for taking part, and enjoy the rest of the day, and enjoy your fishing when it happens, and we'll talk to you again, possibly just before Christmas.
Okay then, Dave, I'll get back to some archery as well.
Oh, of course, yes, and now you were telling me about that before. You've been on holiday, and you got, was it two bulls?
Three bulls.
Three bulls?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Very, very pleased with three bulls.
Was that a bit of a freak, or are you very skilled when it comes to archery?
One is lucky.
Right, yes.
Two is good, and three, you're in the zone.
You're a genius. Yeah. Brilliant. Okay, so you might not have won the 60-second challenge, but you could probably beat Keris and everybody else when it comes to archery. Okay.
Well, you're good at something, it's just not the same as every other body.
Exactly so. Right, thanks, Ian. Bye-bye now.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
Bye-bye. Two very interesting rounds this week. Runner-up Ian Jones with 6 out of 9 and 1 pass. And the winner, Keris Phillips, with 12.5 out of 14 and no passes at all. And the 60-second challenge will be back next Sunday morning.